Blog Talk Radio. 的奔。What's up, family, and welcome back to EOTM Radio. This is your girl, Carla B., and I am holding down the EOTM Entertainment Show tonight, and you best believe that we are always excited, as ever, to be right back here in the house with our friends once again, where we are just always, always, forever and a day striving to encourage, empower, and enlighten your mind. And speaking of enlightening, if you're needing some, guess what? You will always find it when you visit www.queensofinternetradio.com, and you can stream live to all of our shows when you visit www.eotmradio.com. And for the entrepreneur in you, guess what? We got a very special place for you as well. You can go ahead and visit www.eotmspace.com. Go ahead and spread the word and create your space, because EOTM, we're all about increasing networks, because we understand that it increases your net worth. Y'all, we got a great show lineup for you guys today, tonight, this afternoon, wherever, whatever part of the country you may be in. It's going to be a great show. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with one of our featured guests, J.E. Jones. Hold tight, y'all.
Sometimes y'all feel like, y'all don't know why we do what we do, but it's the reason why we do it. We love God. This ain't fake. It's real. Ow!
You might not understand, but
wait till we
get
this in our hands, and don't judge the
way we live, because this is how we romance. Do our God, because the high every day, we realize that we all got the pain. He died for us, it's a
mistake.
People dying today.
We are.
We are.
We are.
We are.
On fire.
Welcome back, everybody, to the E-Buzz Entertainment Show with Carla B. That hot track right there, y'all, was actually we just featured, I believe it's the title track on a brand new CD called Fire by J.E. Jones. It is definitely such an honor to have the opportunity to feature this musical genius that has risen from the ranks of local. It's a little bit of feedback noise. Not sure where that's coming from, but I'm going to have to mute. Okay. Really quickly, let me just put a couple of different house rules down. You can listen live to the show, but you cannot stream live in front of the computer because it'll cause a little bit of technical interference. But definitely, that hot track right there was by J.E. Jones, and as I said, it is definitely an honor and a pleasure to have the opportunity to feature this musical genius. He has done so many great things. Number one, he's risen from the ranks of local hip-hop producer in the neighborhood surrounding his hometown in the Bronx, and just to become an established songwriter, producer, and also he's a celebrated vice president over at Def Jam Records. And definitely an honor. At this time, I want to go ahead and unmute our featured guest, J.E. Jones. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm super great, super great. I cannot complain. How you doing
good.
This fine Thursday?
I'm awesome. Just feeling good, feeling great, and just happy to actually be able to sit down and interview with you.
Oh, you know, most definitely appreciate it. I do realize, you know, your time is precious, so I do want to thank you for your time. And I know I touched on a little bit about you, so if you can just elaborate a little bit further and share a little bit more about you to our listeners.
Ooh, well, I'll try to give you the short story.
Yes, sir.
I started out as the local producer in my neighborhood and songwriter-producer, and then I interned for this company, this small label called Uptown Records. And I worked under a young man named Sean Puffy Combs at that time. When he left, I became the vice president of Uptown Records. So through that tenure, I worked on everyone from Mary J. Blige, Heavy D, soundtracks, et cetera, et cetera. And then from there, a friend of my boss's name was Russell Simmons, and Russell saw the work that I've done at Uptown Records, and he asked me to come over to Def Jam to become the vice president, and that's what I did. And then from there, I moved to Atlanta, built a studio, recording studio, and I started to record not only secular but also some gospel stuff. And when I was doing the recording of the gospel, I signed Bishop Eddie Long to my label, and which is through Sony, and I produced on it a bunch of stellar gospel artists such as Dorinda Clark Cole and Ty Tribbett, Kiki Shear, and it was an awesome, awesome project that we put together.
That's what's
that's
up.
A short version.
Yeah, that's a short version, but definitely it shows us, you know, how you got started, and actually that was a great synopsis. You mentioned working with P. Diddy.
Yeah.
I believe that's what he's calling himself now.
Diddy,
what
Diddy
life lesson?
Now Diddy.
Oh, it's what?
It's
what
Diddy
is it?
Now.
Oh, it's just Diddy. Oh, you can't keep up with him, I tell you.
You can't keep up with him.
Yeah, if it's not Prince changing his name, it's P. Diddy doing something. So that's what's up. But, you know, it seems like I've never had the opportunity to interview him at this time. But how was it, working with P. Diddy, and what life lessons, if any, have you been able to walk away with just from being in his midst?
Puff is very aggressive. He's strong-minded. He's very aggressive. He believes in working literally 24/7, 7 days a week, if you can.
Okay.
And I want to say the lesson that I learned from him. I've coined this to be aggressive. You know, whatever you want, believe in it and be aggressive at getting it. You know, and that's the truth. He always instilled, you know, be aggressive. And if you want it, you know, be aggressive about it to obtain it. And that's the truth about him. Even if you don't know him personally like I do, he shows that in his work and what he does. So it was really an honor, to be honest with you, to work with him. And although at that time we were kind of growing up together in the business, He still had that strong ship of wanting to be successful. And I believe he definitely put a piece in my puzzle of my life right now, and that's why I'm successful doing what I'm doing now.
That's what's up. And you can look just from his different reality shows. That's definitely one thing that a person can take away, you know, walking, at least watching him on TV, that he's definitely like that. He's a mover and a shaker. He's one of the those types that's going to always be like that.
Yes,
I know we feature one of your, I don't know if it was your title track on your new CD, Fire.
Yes, it is. It's a title track called Fire. I'm so excited about it.
Okay, and I'll have the opportunity to listen to that one and a couple other ones that you've done. What was your inspiration behind that CD?
You know, I just you know, I'm not your traditional kind of artist when it comes down to the gospel arena, you know, because I come from a different background, and I really just wanted to express my love for God the way I love God, you know, not the way, you know, a church told you how to express it or the way it's supposed to be expressed. I wanted to do it the way I wanted to do it from my soul. And I think as you listen to the music, you can tell by the fusion of the hip-hop and the R&B and, the, you know, just the flavor that I've grown up in. And you'll be able to tell that by hearing it in the music.
Right, and you definitely can. And, you know, I was looking at your Facebook page, actually. Angie P. Thorpe, one of my
greatest publicists,
friends.
Greatest publicist
yeah.
in the world.
Yeah, she's definitely doing the darn thing.
She
had featured on one of the, I guess it was a behind the scenes footage from your latest video for the title track Fire. It seemed like you guys had a ball. Is that video out yet, or is it still
Still, we're still editing right now. That was just the behind the scenes of it. It should be done hopefully by the end of this month, though. But yeah, that was the behind the scenes. We had so much fun shooting that video, and I cannot wait till the world sees it. It's really, really incredible, and it really shows a different side of me.
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, I know it was behind the scenes, but, you know, it definitely shows the energy and the excitement. So, yeah, it gives, I think, your fans and listeners, you know, like a sneak peek into you. And that's why I love those behind the scenes type of things. So kudos to you on that. Just reading your bio, J.E., can I call you J.E.?
Oh, sure, of course. Everybody
okay.
does.
Okay, cool beans. Well, just reading that, I found out that you had learned a lot as far as business from another legendary icon. It was the Uptown founder and owner, Andre Harrell. How did your relationship with him come about?
Andre was a father figure to me. You know, a lot of us young African-American men grew up fatherless, unfortunately, and he literally was a father figure, not just to me, but to a lot of young African-American men. And the way he taught us, you know, people say to me that, you know, how am I a producer, songwriter, and a CEO of my own record label? It's because that's the way Andre Harrell taught you. He taught you to take the project from a baby all the way to grown up. So
right.
His influence on my life has been incredible because he literally taught us how, when you see Puffy and you see guys like myself, you see Andre Harrell because he taught us how to make a project from the ground up, from doing marketing, promotions. You had to know every single thing. You were the captain of the ship, and you had to be able to direct that ship. So I thank God for him and for doing that and instilling that in me.
Wow. You know, that's what's up. And, you know, just listening to you and, excuse me, and then, you know, just reading up on you and, you know, other, you know, individuals that are in the industry, what I think is necessary is definitely some kind of, like, mentorship for individuals that are looking to break into the music industry, be it, you know, secular music or gospel, what have you. But because it looks like you have some great mentors, and that is why it appears that you're so well-rounded within everything.
Definitely. I definitely had great mentors. Matter of fact, I was a part of his great program called Save the Black Man. I was the first candidate.
Wow.
No, that's serious. Seriously. We, you know, I think, you know, entrepreneurs, especially African-American entrepreneurs who reached out. You know, I'm from Bronx, New York City. You know, we grew up in a poverty state of mind. And, you know, they reached out to grab me from that and say, hey, there's a better life for you. Do you want it? Do you want the opportunity? You know, that's all I think kids look for. And this is why I created my own record labels, because I want to give other kids opportunity also, because I think that's all kids are looking for is opportunity.
Right.
People
right.
in general.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. You mentioned something that was, you know, just stuck in my mind when you said poverty state of mind. That's definitely a great title for a new track, right?
Yes, a lot of questions. See, now you want me to give you half my writing, see?
I'm telling you, I mean, it definitely, that's what rings in my ear. So let me ask you this. You mentioned your record label. So if there were some individuals that were looking to, you know, to come aboard, how would that go about?
Oh, hit me up. Go to www.jejones.net. Everything is there. My website, my Facebook, everything, my Twitter is there. It's www.jejones.net. And if you got something good, trust me, you want to get it to me. I'm radical when it comes down to new music, and I want to do new things. I don't want to do the old. I don't think I was cut out for the old thing. I love the old thing. I appreciate it, but I believe my mission and my ministry is for the new, you know? So I want to do, I'm excited about new things. I want to hear new things. I don't care if you know, a poet, a writer, a songstress, you know, whatever it is, your gift and your talent, I want to do it. My company is Ultimate Entertainment, and it's not just records. We're also dodging into, or getting ready to start actually into books, and then eventually we're going to go into film. So, I mean, we pretty much got it lined out what we want to do, but I'm open invitation to any and everybody that has material. Again, I just want to give you the opportunity. Now it's up to you to take advantage of it.
That's what's up, and that's what our people need. They need that opportunity, and kudos to you for putting it out there for our people. I know our time is dwindling, but I definitely want to it was so much. I didn't think that I would be able to pull so many questions from your bio, but you've worked on some major soundtracks for feature films. You care to elaborate on those soundtracks that you worked on with our listeners?
Sure. I did the Rush Hour soundtrack, which was fun. That was incredible with Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan. I executive produced that. I also EP'd the Nutty Professor soundtrack. Which that was fun. I don't know my bio. I also work with Whitney Houston. I work with Deborah Cox. You name them, I work with them.
Right.
You know, I just didn't put all the names down. It kind of becomes overwhelming sometimes. But no, I work with a lot of people in the record business. If it wasn't from executive producing, then it was producing and writing the songs. And so, you know, that's my thing. I've been doing this since I was 17 years old. So, long time in the game.
Right, definitely. Go ahead and share with our listeners as far as what we can look forward to in the future. What you mentioned as far as films and books, you know, possibly dabbing into the publishing arena. But as far as your future events, you care to share that with our listeners?
Well, my album's coming out July 20th in stores, titled Fire, J.E. Jones. So I first want to, you know, let the public know that. It's coming out July 20th. But in the future, I'm doing a promotional tour, which starts, I think, the second week in July. So I will probably be all over the country.
Okay.
At a city by you. You can just, when you go to my Facebook or my webpage, again, jejones.net, it'll tell you my tour dates. But I'm definitely going to do a citywide promotional tour for the album, I think the months of July, August, and September.
Okay.
And then while I'm doing that, I'm also working on another group called the G Dubs. It's pronounced GW. It's G Dub, but it's pronounced G Dubs, like Dubs, LA style. So I'm in the studio with them while I'm doing this tour. So it's, you know, it's a lot going on for me.
Right, and that's a beautiful thing. It really is. And thanks for sharing that with us. I want to ask you one last question. This is something that we ask.
Hey, you can ask me as many questions you want to.
Don't say that because we're going to be on here, you know, over time. But, I mean, because you seem so wise, and you definitely have that energy, whereas people listen to you. So, you know, and it's a great thing that you're putting out positive, you know, positive vibes to our people. But what kind of advice would you be willing to share, J.E., with to some of those young, you know, individuals that are looking to break into the industry? What kind of advice would you be willing to share with those people?
No, this is not going to be popular, but I'm telling you, this is going to help you. Get a book. Do your research. Go online. Find out, you know, everything that we see on television or videos, that's what it is. You know, it's magic. It's TV. It's not real. You know, we are trained in this business to personify what you see to make it attractive. but that doesn't mean it's the real deal. And I think if you want to be in any type of entertainment business, any aspect, from radio to singer, rapper, you know, whatever it is, you need to be inspired by reading. And there's so many books regarding the music industry, and there's so many sites online you can go to. And I think that these young artists need to read upon it. They need to understand what it means before they get into this business, you know, because reading is fundamental.
That is so true. That's so true. We appreciate that. And hey, I'm a reader. So definitely, that's some great, great advice. I want to let you know that anytime, you know, whenever you're doing something new, definitely I want you to stop by and share it with us over here at EOTM. We love what you do. You got some good people working with you. So that's a great thing.
Great. Yeah. You got a great. I love my team. Shout out to Angela. She's the greatest publisher in the whole world. I love her so much. I thank her so much.
Yeah, definitely. So make sure that you're, you know, keep us posted on your different things. And I think you said your album is dropping on the 23rd of July, correct?
July 20th.
Okay, July 20th, y'all. Make sure you go ahead and pick up J.E. Jones' brand new CD. Fire is so hot, and we're going to go ahead and feature it again. For those of you that are just popping in, check it out. J.E., thank you. Love you to death. Peace and blessings.
Love you more. Thank you so much.
Sometimes y'all feel like y'all don't know why we do what we do, but it's the reason why we do it. We love God. This ain't fake. It's real. Ow!
You might not understand,
but we work, man.
You are God. Because of how every day we arrive. Unless we all got the hell. He died for us. It's up to say. People dying today without knowing that he saves. If we have that time to bless. Because Satan's scheme is every day to take you out and make you doubt. No matter what race is where you're faith. I'm telling you now. Make a choice. We are screaming.
Hear our voice.
BlackMoneyMatters.com.
You know, when two people decide to get married, it's a pretty exciting time, but it also brings up a lot of hard questions. One of these questions is, how exactly are you and your spouse-to-be going to merge your money? The first step in doing this is to start discussing your financial goals. A good exercise to get this going is for each partner to make a list of his or her short-term goals, like paying off a credit card, getting a new car, or even going on a vacation. Then begin to list your long-term goals, like retirement or having a baby. From there, you should be able to determine which of these goals are a priority to both of you. Then, once you've identified these goals, you can focus your energy on achieving them. This is Gil Michelle.
That was your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com. To get more information and receive our free newsletter, visit BlackMoneyMatters.com.
Yo, you ever wake up feeling unusual? I mean, it's funny what a bad mood to do. I know some might say I'm not suitable. Or maybe I lost my mind, I'm delusional. I mean, when I speak, they act like they don't hear me. When I'm on the streets, they don't want to come near me. I'm just a little different, just a little weirdy. When I'm in the hood, be just a little weary. Or maybe that's just how I was raised. Trying to find me from Caesar to the grave. Dropped out of school to be around apes. They know I do whatever to be around apes. Started getting more cream for kicks and more jeans. More biking and some weed, a little morphine. Just need to put my soul in the cleaner. Please, Lord, forgive me, I'm on my own penis. Am I crazy? Cause I really mean this. Or all y'all stupid and I'm really a genius. We don't think the same. I'm like Josh Howard, I need time out, but it'll cost the game. Great nickel, coming to age nickel. Plus in my mind, I'm bumping grave diggers. I'm jacked up and I'm telling my boys. The room spinning around like Jamera Point. So if you're looking in and you look at the way things look, it'll look like things are looking up. When I'm in the stew, though I'm cooking up. My heart's pounding, got chills, I'm shooken up. I'm out of control, basically a madman. Trying to make board, I'm working with a bad hand. Yeah, I'm stuck and I'm bleeding, so there's really only one thing that I need to know. I mean,
crazy.
I mean, I really think I'm too crazy, you know?
Does that make me crazy?
I don't think I'm too different from anybody else.
Probably.
Now maybe I am. Yeah.
And all that you have in the time of your life. But think twice. That's my only
Blog Talk Radio. This is Ron Anthony, and I got Mother Jenkins with me.
Hey, sugar.
How you doing, Mother Jenkins?
Child, I'm hanging on in there.
Yeah, that's right. We got Mother Jenkins. She's going to be giving us the word on how we can become a better entrepreneur. So tune in, and then we'll have a little bit of gospel coming up to let you know what God said about it, okay? Because he is our on-time God.
Oh, yes, he is, sugar. Well, I'm going to try to give a little something here to let y'all know what God said about the... What is it, child? Entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur, Mother Jenkins.
Yeah. Well, that too, child. We're going to do... Lord, let me see. Let me read this description from Matthews. Child, I had a son named Matthew. Lord, he got hooked up on them old drugs. Child, I had to... Ooh, Lord, see, now I'm getting all upset. Now I'm trying to... Try to put the thing back over here so I can see what I'm doing.
All right, I got you. I know I'm going to handle this.
Oh, Lord, I had got on the wrong subject, y'all. Y'all just bear with me, honey. This is Luella. My name is Luella Jenkins. And I'm going to give y'all the word about how you can do good with your entrepreneurship.
Entrepreneurship.
Well, child, you know what I'm saying. I'm 77 years old. You know what I mean. I didn't. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Well, let me tell you what God say. Now, whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he shall humble himself shall be exalted. Now, y'all trying to run this here business out here, trying to be all, you got to be humble. That was the base of your child. Be humble, honey. You can't be trying to tell everybody just because you run the company, getting all exalted, thinking that you're gonna be the one, you know, running and trying to do everything. You need help in this, him. Do you hear me? You need some help in this business. And what God say, God, let me tell you, I'm going to tell you this one more time. God say, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased.
All right, mother.
And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted.
That's right.
So don't you abase. Child, you out there, whosoever, that child, that what I used to say, whosoever. Well, you shall exalt, if you exalt yourself out there, child, you ain't going to do nothing but fail. You have to be humble, and you need people in your place, you know, where you're working at. You need somebody in there to help you. Now, what you need to do is study to read the Bible. Child, it'll help you get things ready and get all your entrepreneurial stuff and be good to go. You hear me?
Entrepreneur, Mother Jenkins.
I ain't going to be here all day because he got this new station, honey. This child, I done met some people up in here. We had a conversation the other day. And, Lord, I like that old Ronnie. You know Ronnie. Child, she's so nice. She just talked to me so nice. Child, I'm so glad they put us here. But y'all be sure to tune in and check us out. You hear me? Because me and Brother Ron, we going to try to get this here thing rolling. And I ain't going to be here all day because I don't have time to be doing all this here, pushing all these buttons and all this here paper and stuff. Child, I can't have seen nothing anyway. But we going to get on in here. We going to have Brother Ron come back in here. But always remember, sugar, y'all need to be humble. If you're going to do your work out there, just be humble and you'll be at God to exalt the business. Now, that's coming from Luella, honey. You tell them that Luella said this. All right, sugar. Well, till next time, child, we got to get off the air because, child, we can't be on here but an hour. So I'm going to let Brother Ron go ahead and take over. We're going to play some old Dotty People. I know y'all like Dotty People. That was God is an on-time God. Y'all hear me? Well, Brother Ron, come on back over here and do
all
what
right,
you need
I
to do,
got
child.
You.
Child, I'm getting all stirred up. I like this here. Now, this new station.
Yeah, I did.
Child, they got a whole heap of stuff going on here.
All right, y'all. That was Mother Jenkins giving the word for you. This is Ron Anthony, and we're going to play a little on-time God from Dotty Peoples. I'm sure y'all know that. Here's an on-time God to help you know that your business is going good, but it's in God's time. And so just know that he is an on-time God. On Block Talk Radio, this is Ron Anthony.
And Mother Jenkins, you always trying to forget me. And Mother Jenkins.
Oh, yeah, Mother Jenkins, we love you. We thank you for the word. Here's Donald Peebles, y'all, on Blog Talk Radio.
He's an old time dog. Yes, he. Oh,
I know y'all like that on this Blog Talk Radio. Well, y'all remember what I said. You hear me? Y'all remember to always stay humble.
Yes,
in your place
right,
of work, child, because you know that's when you'll be exalted. You can't come in there trying to run in and thank you just because you own the company. Now, you got to work with people. People have to help you, and you need to be humble. So what you're going to learn from this station is how to be humble and listen to what the words say about this entrepreneur. Now, y'all hear me? Now, these people know what I'm talking about. They know I'm trying to get thing now. Don't you start now. Over there. Don't come over here now trying to take over this here show. Because we trying to help people now. We on the radio, and, child, this is so nice. And I just want y'all to just go on and keep listening to us, because, child, we're going to have so much stuff to tell you. Now, I'm going to let Brother Ron do this here, and we got to get out of here now. Until next week, honey, y'all tune in to this Blog Talk Radio. All right? Now, this is my slogan here now.
What is it,
you
Mother?
Can hear me, but you will never be able to see me, baby. This is Lumella Jake in my house.
All right, y'all. We thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This is Ron Anthony, and we got Luella. That's Mother Jenkins, y'all. Until next week, y'all be blessed.
Oh, Attention, attention, all independent artists. Allow EOTM to use their expertise and create the buzz you deserve. Email them today for a free marketing analysis, marketing@queensofinternetradio.com, or call 678-548-9466. That's marketing@queensofinternetradio.com, or call 678-548-9466. Internet, math, math, math.